Morning. Exciting week, divisional week, preparing for Coach Chip Kelly and his staff, outstanding Philadelphia Eagle football team. 4-1 team that could be 5-0, scored 156 points, 88 in the second half, 31.2 per game. They've overcome double-digit deficits in the second half of the first 3 weeks. They're a team that scored on 7 returns, which is amazing. You're talking about this, you know, being at this point 5 games into the season. They have a punt return for a touchdown, a kickoff return for a touchdown. They have 2 blocked punts for touchdowns. They have 3 defensive touchdowns. So they've done an outstanding job in that area. They've added outstanding players through the draft and in the offseason. Just to name a couple of them, Darren Sproles, who plays an outstanding role as their punt returner as well. Malcolm Jenkins, who has a 53-yard interception return. David Malk, who's currently the starting center. Chris Maragos, who's an outstanding special teamer. So they do have a solid special teams unit. They have a defensive team that has given up some points, given up some yards, but I'll tell you what, in the fourth quarter, when they have to make a play, they've been able to do that, and that's one of the reasons why they have the record that they do. So they are a very, very good football team, obviously an exciting football team, very well-talented football team, and we look forward to this challenge being this week, getting our team and our players prepared to go down and face a team that has a very talented and a very good scheme. We have 2 players that won't practice today. Spencer Pasinger will not practice, nor will Rashad Jennings. I know you have no questions for me today.
Did you get any further information on Dominique Rodgers-Kamari's injury? No. And why?
Not really.
The ankle?
Ankle.
Hamstring.
Well, hamstring, IT band, whatever you want to call it. Extra special teams, devoting the same amount of time, the same amount of meeting time, but obviously doing a job of recognizing what they've accomplished. They've won games on special teams. You look at the San Francisco game, it's amazing. I mean, punt return, block punt, interception return, that's – and being in a position where they really didn't have much offense that day, but they had 4 shots at the end of the game to win the game, they've – that's what I meant. They've battled and they've scrapped and they've been in every game and had a chance to be 5-0.
And what do you think about the potency of their offense right now, since so much of it has, you know, come from special teams and defense, and they're not completing as many as
well? Well, I see the talent, I see the scheme, I see the McCoy, the outstanding personnel, and they've had some injuries in the offensive line. Let's face it, they have, but I still see the production. We look at last year's games from years past, when we study them in the offseason. And so that's what I look at.
You don't have Beckham on that list. I assume
Beckham? Why does he have to be on that list?
He's been there before, I heard.
He played in the game. And
didn't let me finish my question.
You didn't start the question very well.
Go ahead. Since he's not on the list,
yes.
I assume he's going to be full participant in practice today. It's not something he's done at all here since the beginning of training camp.
Well, let's put it this way. We'll still bring him along, increasing his number of snaps, but he no longer is required to. I mean, we're gonna be very sure that we don't do something foolish with him, but as far as I'm concerned, he's ready to practice.
Tom, Nick Foles has 5 interceptions, only had 2 a year ago, struggling with the deep ball. Last year, his percentage went up on deeper throws. They've been significantly down this year. What are you seeing differently out of him on tape?
I don't see a whole lot different. I really don't. I see a guy who has control of his offensive team, does a real good job of getting him in the right play. I've read what you've read and seen what you've seen, but I think he's playing well, and he is the captain of that ship, no doubt.
Dimension has Darren Sproles brought to that offense?
Well, he's brought the big play. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's used in the backfield, coming out of the backfield, whether he be a runner, pass receiver. And, of course, by taking the majority of the punt returns, he gives them an extra chance to make a play right there.
Can you talk about the opportunity that Andre had what you're looking forward to him in terms of still trying to improve with his receiving game?
Well, he made a couple catches last week, which was good. We expect him to be what he was a week ago, a downhill north-south runner, which is what he does very, very well. You know, I see improvement in the Eagle defense. I really do. I mean, I watched them from the first preseason game on. Their sophistication, their scheme, the whole deal that way has improved. But, you know, we depend on the run. Let's face it. We depend heavily on the run, and the balance has been good. Last week we had, you know, 34 runs and 30 passes.
Tom, what's your level of confidence with Peyton Hillis? I mean, he's a guy who came in.
Peyton's done a job for us a year ago. I feel good about him. He's, you know, extended himself into special teams. He's done a nice job when called upon in his, you know, four-minute runs and that powerful runs and also pass protection. Over the years, he's proven himself to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. So we feel good about Peyton.
You spent a lot of years preparing for an Eagles team that always had DeSean Jackson. With him not there, are they much different, or did they find somebody to just step into his old role?
I don't think they're much different. They continue to expand their own scheme. I mean, they don't sit still. Yes, they do. They have.
What's the key to defending?
Well, they use misdirection along with it. You got to stay at home. You got to recognize it. You know, they throw they're very, very good at the rocket, the outside screen to the wide receivers. Macklin does a great job with that. Their running backs, both running backs, are very, very good at the screen. They stick the tight end screen in there as well. They do a nice job of all these things.
You think your defense working against the no huddle so much will help
I think it will. You know, we've done that all summer. We've done it into the fall. We'll continue to do it, you know, this week as well, obviously. But I think hopefully it will.
Tom, Larry scored the 3 touchdowns against Washington. Was pretty much shut out last week, and you still scored 30 points. In terms of quantity, is this the most weapons you think you've had in a while?
I don't know. We'll see. Going forward, we hope we can use everybody, and everybody will step up to the task. It's a big one.
You guys have a strong October record. Do you see anything to that? Is it just the way it kind of worked out? Or
well, I planned that all out for years and years.
Do you see any
October.
Well,
I wanted to be
October
known as Mr. October. Reggie Jackson's a good friend of mine. Thanks for bringing that up. But that's really what I pointed towards.
Tom, every game is a big game, but do you view a divisional game any differently in terms of focus, in terms of importance, in terms of anything in that regard?
Most important game of the year is the next one, and the next one's a divisional game. Can't put words in my mouth, Bruce. Doesn't work.
Coach, last year LeSean McCoy ran behind the same 5 guys on the offensive line. This year, obviously, he's having to deal with the hodgepodge, you know, patchwork there. How much do you really see that is impacting him, or do you see any change in him as far as the decrease in?
Well, I don't view him that way. He's dynamic. He's looking for the big play every time he touches the ball, whether it's screen or run. So, I mean, he's the player that I've always known him to be, and he's outstanding.
Do they move Zach Ertz around a lot in that offense?
Sure.
Tom, I'm curious. So, do you think the record that your Giants teams have had in October is just coincidence? I mean, is there anything?
Well, I hope you get better every time you play. You ought to get better. And so October comes along a few games into the season, and hopefully we're starting to play pretty good. That's what I look at.
Tom, you've scored over 30 points in 3 straight games. In terms of your offense right now and the evolution, where do you think you are?
We're still a work in progress. We're getting there. You know, we did some things the other day very well in a difficult circumstance, you know, being behind as we were, having to come up with plays at that point in time. But And I gave credit to the Atlanta defense, too. I mean, they did a nice job. But there's always something to learn from each game. And going forward, the challenge is great. People have to make the plays as they come down.
Tom, Cox back on the roster. Is he in the mix for the kickoff return?
He could very well be, but he's also going to be utilized in other areas as well.
Tom, back in the draft, you guys talked about this class especially coming in and needing to be ready to play, ready to contribute. That seems to be the case the last 2 draft class, actually. I think it's 11 guys are on your active roster, one's on IR. Is that the message that was sent, and why do you think that's?
Well, because obviously in this day and age in professional football, they've got to help you early. You know, that's the whole deal for us. I mean, we didn't realize that we needed help last year. We made a lot of changes, brought in a lot of new players, whether they be free agents or the draft choices, but they were all given basically the same amount of information. We had a new offense to teach, but I think the nature of our game is, you know, you only have them for a short amount of time. They've got to make a contribution. Obviously, they have to be prepared to help your team, but we've had a few guys that have gotten a lot of play time here early on and have started to step up.
Is that a change that you were comfortable having, being able to rely on younger players that early?
Well, they have to prove they're trustworthy, no doubt.
One more.
Is it still natural to want to rely more on the veterans, though? I mean, you at least have a kind of body of work to see this is what they've been able to do.
Well, I mean, that's the ideal. It doesn't always happen that way, as you know.